USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a video posted on Twitter, President Biden is reflecting on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing. We must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and in this nation. We are unique in the history of the world because we're the only nation based on an idea that everyone is created equal.
He'll visit all three attack sites on Saturday. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea said there's no new threats to New York City.
But we also understand the time that we're living in.
He appeared with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who said the terror threat has changed.
And we are focused on the domestic violent extremist, the individual who is radicalized by an ideology of hate or false narrative spread on social media.
Thousands of police officers will be guarding all of the events. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked, how long will it take to enforce President Biden's new vaccine mandate?
I don't have an estimation for you today, but there's clearly an urgency here, and we want to ensure that rulemaking proceeds rapidly, as quickly as possible. I'll also note, though, that there are a number of companies that have already put requirements in place.
At a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden said some Republican governors are being very cavalier about the pandemic. He said he hopes school children are not learning from them.
Politics doesn't have to be this way.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has banned mask mandates by local schools in his state, denounced Biden's orders, claiming the federal government is meddling in state affairs.
We were promised this would be 15 days to slow the spread. And where are we at right now? This is a much different thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
While commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former New York Commissioner Bernie Kerik talks about the events of that day.
I think for me there's two points on that day that sort of reflect in my mind almost daily. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by in some way that I don't think about. And the first is arriving down at the scene. I was trying to get into 7 World Trade where the Emergency Command Center was for the mayor. And it was directly across the street from Tower 1. And as we got to the corner, this was maybe 7 or 8 minutes after the first plane hit Tower 1, before Tower 2 was impacted. But they stopped our vehicles, and a cop came up to my car, saw me. He saluted me, and he said, "Commissioner, you guys can't turn onto the block. They're jumping." And I didn't know what he meant. I didn't understand what he was saying. I got out of the car. I walked to the corner, and over the next 2 or 3 minutes, I probably watched more than 24 people come down off of Tower 1 to the ground on Vesey, between the two buildings, between 1 and 2, some hitting the awnings over the building. They sounded like explosions, basically disintegrating into the ground. That was one of the things that you don't forget.
Audio courtesy of John Solomon Reports. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.